The Jason and Alexis podcast is brought to you by our friends at Sears Imported Autos, serving four generations of happy, returning customers.
Sears Imported Autos is just 10 minutes west of downtown on 394 in Minnetonka. More information at searsimports.com.
Hey, Jace, did I see you drive by my house in a new car?
You sure did there, Goober. I waved to you in your front lawn.
Nice. I didn't know you were getting a new one. Where did you go, Jason?
I went to Sears Imported Autos, and I really wasn't planning on getting a new car. But I went online, I saw a car, I went in there, and Sue, I love Sue, her service was amazing, and it really was one of those examples of customer service makes a difference. And it's not a surprise to me. They've been in business for over 55 years, serving not one, not two, not three, four Lex and Dawn, four generations of happy customers, and now I'm one of them. They were named best of the best for Mercedes for 2018 and 2019. I mean, it is really where, as they say, quality meets affordability. The selection of their certified pre-owned vehicles will help you find like a dream car at the price you want. So if you're going to get a car, Dawn or Lex, Sears Imported Autos. Where are they again, Lex?
Sears Imported Autos is just 10 minutes west of downtown on 394 in Minnetonka.
More information at searsimports.com.
And when you walk into Sears Imported Autos, make sure you say you heard about them from Jace.
Tastes like strawberries on a summer evening.
How was the movie?
My big fat movie review.
Welcome back, Jason and Alexis in the morning. I have been waiting. The hell is that in the background? Is that the scanner? That's all right. I have been waiting 24 hours to review this movie because I just feel really confident that it is exactly what we need right now. And I mean that. I'm not being Jason goofy. Boy. It was a pleasurable evening with my husband watching Barb and Star go to Vista Del Mar.
Yes.
Kenny, I'm not kidding. I'm sure a chunk of you will not get this. You will not enjoy it. It won't be your thing per se. But what this is it is Airplane mixed with Blazing Saddles mixed with Austin Powers mixed with Bridesmaids.
Oh, I'm in. I'm so in.
Yeah. What a combination.
It is Airplane plus Naked Gun plus a big chunk of Austin Powers plus Bridesmaids. And it doesn't there barely is a plot, but you don't care because you love the main character so much. That it's just a bunch of nonsense. There is a plot, but it's just you love these friends. And at the heart, and you know, any good comedy, what you may not realize is you love a good comedy because in underneath the laughs, there's heart to it 99% of the time. And that is the case with this ridiculous movie. Because it's really about stepping out of your comfort zone. And especially if you're our age and you're middle-aged, doing things you've never done before. And it's also about friendship, about Barb and Star, who are friends who have never gone on vacation, never leave their small town, and something happens that makes them go to the magical land of Florida for the very first time. Here is a little bit of a chunk of the trailer. Here's a little bit of a trailer. In the very end of it, they're at the bar and they're meeting Jamie Dornan. Take a listen to this.
Star, did you see that restaurant? I'm so excited. It's almost time for dinner.
And time for a cocktail?
Star!
Okay, you go into the bathroom. I'll lay out a bottom and top. You know what we should wear tonight?
Our evening culottes.
Her evening culottes. And the culottes play a very important role in the whole movie. Here's a little bit more.
Hi.
I'm Barb, and this is Star.
Room number again, please, sir.
611.
611? Oh, my... Barb. Oh, my gosh, he's 611. 611? We're in 124.
What? It is, guys, it is so ridiculous. It is, so I just hear me. You have to buy into it because I, the minute it started, it starts with Alexis's favorite kid from the trailer. And you're thinking it's going to be kind of reality-based, like Bridesmaids. But then something happens, and Colin looked at me, and he goes, what the hell? Like, what is this? Like, what are we watching? And you just have to go for the ride. And there are so many Kristen Wiig non sequiturs. There are musical numbers. There are one-liners. I read a review yesterday that was so right. So, I mean, pinpointed it better than I ever could in this segment. They said if this movie opened in theaters in a normal year, it probably wouldn't do well. But the same day that it wouldn't do well, it would be immediately deemed as a cult masterpiece. And I said, absolutely.
Oh, for word of mouth, and then everybody would want to see it.
Because this is a movie friend groups will quote for years. It is instantly a cult hit. Because I'm thinking, yes, as I'm sitting here now, I'm thinking of the cameos that pop up. And there's two in particular that I think about and I just laugh. Like, stars, anyway.
And oh, I cannot wait. Is there a hold on song just like Bridesmaids that kind of that's a good through the movie?
No, I mean, that's a good question. There aren't any giant, like, comedic set pieces. I mean, there are musical numbers. There's one with Jamie Dornan where that dude, other than being good looking, it is so fun to see him in a comedy and to hear his real accent, which, by the way, will kill you. He is hysterical, and Kristen Wiig gives him a musical sequence. And it's delightful. Like, is it stupid? You know, is it maybe 10 minutes? Minutes too long? Yeah. The end goes on a little too long, but then the very end happens, and there's a cameo at the very end that Colin, again, I don't want to oversell this, but Colin Matheson laughed over 20 times. I mean, we laughed out loud with each other over 20 times. But this is our type of humor. Yeah, this is our type of humor. And I've missed this. You know, this genre, I don't even quite know what you would call it, but the irreverent, the slapstick, the airplane, Naked Gun, Austin Powers genre of comedy films, we haven't seen for a while. It kind of died with the last Austin Powers. Yeah. I am so glad that it's back because this is ridiculous, or to quote Alexis.
I just love absurd movies. I love
This is absurd. Like, you don't, like, and those two, they, because that, the woman that plays, because Star's full name, Star's full name is Starbra.
No.
Starbra.
It's Star, it's Barbara, and Star, Starbra. These two. So Barb is Kristen Wiig's bridesmaid's riding mate. Kristen and the woman, they wrote Bridesmaids together. And this was an idea that percolated during Bridesmaids, and they really didn't do anything much with these two characters. And then they did, and I'm so glad because I love these two. And it's available today in various on demand, like Amazon Prime. You can rent it, Apple TV, Google Play, Vudu, most of your places where you can get movies. It's available today. Just trust me. Go with the ride. Don't think this is cerebral comedy. This is absurd with very little plot.
Perfect. That's what we need right now, isn't it?
Lex,
There's been so much intense,
cinematic,
Colin, beautiful, yes, amazing moments. But, wow, sometimes it's nice just to have a fart joke.
Oh, and that's the number one thing about this. Colin and I said it maybe four times. It is exactly what we need right now. And I will tell you, it was a delightful evening with my husband. I mean, it was, I almost didn't wait for him. He told me I could just watch it with Autumn because I got a advanced screener link to it. And I'm like, right, no, something told me to wait for him. And I'm so glad we did, because we sat there, we had some soup and salad and laughed our ears off for an hour and 40 minutes. I mean, just anyway. Yeah.
Can't wait.
Barb and Star Go to Vista Del Mar. A delight. Will it win an Oscar? No. Nor should it. Nor should it.
I mean, just for the culottes alone and the wardrobe, like you said, Jace. Oh.
Oh. And you will fall in love. I don't know where. I'm sure in a casting session, you will fall in love more, Lex, with the young man.
On the bike?
Yeah, you will fall in love with him. And he isn't just in, I mean, he is through the movie. I don't want to say anything more. But
because you see him in the trailer riding his bike, delivering newspapers, and he's hilarious.
Yeah.
Without even saying anything.
Yeah. And he is a delight. He is through the movie, and yeah. Oh, anyway, ooh, go rent it, everybody, and just take the ride. Don't overthink it, please. Please.
How much is it to rent this baby?
Lex, hold on. Let me look.
Bucks, usually.
Yeah. Hold on a minute. Barb and Star.
Are they from? Tell me they're from here. Tell me.
No, they are not.
Them.
I think they're. Yeah, I wish we could claim them, but they are not. Kristen Wiig told somebody in one of the interviews, Barb and Star. Where's Apple Movies? I don't know. I'll find it in the break, Lex, and I'll tell you how much it is.
Just curious. Yeah, right. It's probably like $20 or something.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back right after this.
Warning. Here comes a cliche, ladies. Your smile is your calling card to the world.
Yeah, even though people can't see our smiles on the radio.
Well, they can sense we're smiling even during your dad jokes, Lex.
Dawn, I don't know if I would categorize that post-joke look as smiling.
Rude!
All jokes aside, your smile is so important, and if you don't like yours for whatever reason, it can be debilitating. It can really affect the quality of your life. And that's why we're so proud to represent Dr. Amy Hughes at Hughes Dental. Dr. Amy has her fantastic virtual smile consults. Here's how it works. You email Dr. Amy with your smile concerns. You can even upload a pic at hughes-dental.com. And Dr. Amy will send you back a private video message detailing an action plan. And here's one of the best things. There's no pressure to buy. She doesn't believe in that stuff. This is your year to change your smile. And yes, here's another cliche, change your life.
And she's the best at cosmetic dentistry. Don't you have a fun nickname for Dr. Amy, Jace?
I sure do. The Yoda of cosmetic dentistry.
Trust her, we do.
Very good Yoda there, Dawn. Contact Dr. Amy and take advantage of her virtual smile consults at hughes-dental.com. And don't forget, Dr. Amy can be your regular dentist too. She's my regular dentist. Again, that's hughes-dental.com.